Well, I could tell you how much, because as Claire got it 2 years ago, 3 years, I don't know. I'm bad about that.
Yeah, it's hard.
We bought a house on Columbine. So the number three, if you're playing golf out there, I'm going to tell you this. There was no backyard. There was zero grass. It was like horrible. I mean, because it was all dormant because it just wasn't taken care of. And she talked to Tommy, and Tommy said, go try this. And I'd like to say I didn't. She did it. And put it on. And she's put it on, I think, two or three times over the past several years. If you're out in the golf course.
That's not enough, by the way.
Yeah, but, well, I can just tell you, if you look at our yard now.
It was enough.
It is beautiful green. Good. I mean, it's plush. It looks, it looks like it's a.
Proof's in the pudding. Yeah, that is. Was enough. Okay.
It is. Well, I say, so, you know, she might have done it 5 or 6. I don't know, but exactly. I know that's what she put on there.
Right.
And I know it worked. So okay. I know that was the ingredient and that worked. And there's, you can drop by and you can see it and go, wow, it does look good. Hey. And it was from horrible.
It's amazing. I get kind of excited about it. I tell people, this is my example. I'm sitting here in front of Scott, and Scott Allison is alkaline. He's got all these bones that are all calcium. Your blood is alkaline. I think when it turns acidic, it's called septic, and you don't live when your blood is acidic.
We don't want that to happen.
So if we dehydrate him and grind him up, you're a bunch of powder, and you're on the ground, and we test it, and we say, this is too alkaline. Well, we can't grow anything here. But we add water and you're resurrected out of the pile, there's no more alkalinity on the ground. It's in you. So that's the way it is with the living organisms. If one organism that's alkaline dies, it puts alkalinity into the soil. But if it multiplies, the new guy eats the alkalinity in the soil. And then those two become four, and those four become eight, and those eight, you know, it's a geometric progression, and bam, you can change the pH of the soil, you can change everything really quick, and that's why, well, it's called a biostimulant, and that's why organic things work so well. That's really kind of the basis of it.
Well, can you figure out this? You've done that. Can you figure out a way to get rid of the mesquite tree?
There's the remedy that the ranchers use.
Yeah, we use that.
But I sell it in small quantities. It's triclopyr, and you make a cut. You cut off the little trunk or the twig and daub it.
But we're talking sections, not...
No, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm not a rancher. I'm not a ranch guy.
I was just saying, if you could do that, we could pay a big deal here.
Hey,
because I love mesquites, so you haven't had to get rid of them. Mesquites are tough. I mean, you cut them down, they just get mad and come back like a bush. That's
exactly. Yeah.
They're resilient.
Hey, listen, I don't know whether you get on Facebook.
I do every once in a while. I'm not very good at it.
My wife does, but she said that about a few weeks ago that it was on there that it was my birthday, 75th birthday. Well, that's not true. I'm not 75. I'm 65. But you know who is 75?
Who?
Olive's Nursery.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
This is our 75th. So I think that's how it got into Facebook. Somebody, you know, that just does it automatically. I didn't say
you
I was.
That clarified. I am not 75. Well, I was going to say, you don't look 75. Thank God. So Olive's was started when you were 10 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, this is our, you know, this is our only opportunity to brag that this is our 75th year.
You know, I think we ought to have like a Olive's 4th of July celebration too, or something like that out there. Because you have such an awesome, awesome Christmas still at Olive's. What about 4th of July?
You know, 4th of July is a great time, but it's really not a garden center time. People build up to that, and they improve their yard, and they get stuff but they're busy with family, so... My 4th of July sales and that things don't work very well.
So that's kind of want everything planted before the 4th of July.
Yeah, if you can.
Okay. So right now, we'll start in May. What are we going to plant in May? The ones that do the heat, what you said earlier?
Well, you know, a lot of people garden, for vegetables.
Yes.
And so really things like okra and squash, they like it hot. And so now we're on into... May's great, yeah. So
I don't know, and you could probably tell me this too, because you've got about been in a ranch family, some of it are fresh garden. There's nothing better than a vegetable right out of a garden.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. Take it, go cut it out of the garden, cook it up fresh. It's the best.
People have been coming in wanting onions.
Yes.
And you got to get those in January and February. I do have some multiplying onions. They never get big and round or kind of skinny, but at least they're onions. So, but for those of you, when you remember that, January, February, for the big 4-inch round onions, that's when you have to
jalapenos?
Now, yeah.
Jalapenos now. Yeah. So, okra, he said okra, jalapenos. So onions are kind of a little bit late on. Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, anytime. You know, I tell people if you have one of those little cherry tomatoes.
Oh, I love those.
They're sweet. You cannot, I don't know that a whole family can eat them all off one bush. Yeah. I know two people can't eat them all.
Yeah, they're.
So you get one of those, and then you get one or two or three bigger ones.
Yeah, the birds usually help us, though.
That too, yeah.
So, but you see all the plants too. You have all the vegetables, so you can come get everything from you.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably the extra stuff to help them grow better.
Of course.
Hey, I always hear all these Miracle-Gro ads. Do you like Miracle-Gro?
Miracle-Gro is a source of the major macronutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. It's a source of that. But the plant needs everything else. If it can get it from the soil, then that's fine. But in our soils, and with our waters and condition like it is, Miracle-Gro is a little more salty than other fertilizers. So in a good situation, it works great, and it may do fine for everybody, but others may really...
They're just a different type of something, depending on what your soil is.
Yeah, and the plant, probably.
I had a guy ask me, because the show we did last time, apparently we did a good job, I'm going to tell you that, because he said, how do y'all script your shows?
Ah.
Tommy, do we script our shows?
I came in with a blank what?
Yeah,
a blank canvas.
So, no, we don't script him. Actually, that's just how smart he is on what he's talking about. That's why I love talking to him. I wish I would have talked to him about some dead soil about 5 years ago. But anyway... Tommy, I do appreciate everything. Do you have any more words of advice for our listeners for what they need to do here in the next couple of 3 weeks?
Well, I want to reiterate, say again that if you haven't, I need to deep soak my yard.
When you say deep soak?
I like to put an inch and a half on it one time. Now, don't tell the city because they say one inch at a time is all you can put on. But I put an inch and a half on, but not very often. Can actually go every 3 or 4 weeks like that. But I really haven't watered my grass yet this year. And I've been hoping for these rains, and it hadn't come. So that's one thing everybody ought to do. If you haven't deep soaked, do it. And if you can't deep soak, if it runs off, then I can solve that with the olive oil.
And it does promise you. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.